Well, 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 we're back for another episode. 14, episode 14. Got a lot going on, very exciting times for the gym. A lot to be revealed soon happening. I've got the oven on in the background, so if you hear beeping, that is my chicken ready to have my dinner. It is 9:30 as I'm recording. By the time this comes out, it'll be around 10:30, and I'm just cracking on with a little bit of work in the background. What's new? Quite a lot, but can't reveal, basically. So all good in Cross Harrow world. Got some coaches coming in, doing some sessions. Hopefully you can build their careers and develop them as coaches too, and they can have a big impact on you guys. If you're as a member, if you're listening, hopefully a massive impact on you guys. And then for you, those of you listening, because I know we have got quite a big following of those who aren't members who do listen, then maybe their message, and they can come up on podcast one day and reach out to you, and their mindset and their way of thinking / how they do things can hopefully impact you in a positive way. But I want to go back onto last week's topic of our pillars, and today is about what pillar is most important to you, or what pillar needs addressing, rather, right? So I'm going to give you some examples in terms of real life for me, and where I'm at with that, and then maybe you can relate to you. So for me right now, I've got two things that are very equal. And they are my nutrition and my sleep / recovery pillars, right? So if you're listening to this and you say fitness is your thing, I've got to call you out on that, because I don't think it is. Obviously, this is my opinion, because I think you've shown that you can do that. You've done that for a long time. And I have spoke about this in other podcasts in maybe a similar way. But I think you've shown that you can do that. And okay, fine, you may not have done it for as long as you want, or maybe on the wrong program, or you were doing the wrong thing, but you can get yourself to the gym. You can do 30 minutes, 60 minutes. You can tick that off. That pillar should be the smallest priority out of all four to support your health. So for me, nutrition, right? So I spoke about this briefly over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, extended hours at the moment, understaffed, and you know, just have going through a whole rebuilding process. I need to make sure that I have the right food, because if I don't, I'm not going to function. I'm going to feel hungry. I'm going to crave sugar. And I've got to be honest, like I've just changed the way I've eaten recently, as you guys know, and I've had everything prepared, whether it be me prepare it or my partner. She's been very supportive of it and helpful. And there hasn't been a day where I thought, you know, I need that, I need to have, or I feel like I need to have that, like 300 grams worth of dairy milk. Because I'm telling you, I'd have 600-700 grams, like obviously to like two bars, without even batting an eyelid. Like I would sit there, and like she's looked at me, she's looked at me in disgust when I've done that before, because I could just polish it off. But that's obviously, going back to the pillars that we're talking about, that's very unbalanced, right? So now that this is cooking, I told you I've got this on in the background. My chicken is in the is in the oven. Tonight I'm having that with some carrots, just because we're running out of food. We've got to do a food shop this week, so I'm low on food, but also rice portion to my body composition, to my body weight. But that's not just tonight's dinner. I'm making that in preparation for tomorrow. Post this podcast, I'm also going to make myself some overnight oats that I will take for me tomorrow to have after my workout, and that will involve protein powder, that will involve oats. And that will involve a cup of milk. So my portion for that is a cup of milk, cup of oats, and a scoop of protein powder. With that, there'll be things. I think I've scheduled myself. I say scheduled because it's organised. Cashews with that as well. So I've got a fairly decent amount there of proteins, fats, and carbs. Now, overnight oats, I mean, in terms of like micro minerals, there's obviously a lot of options that can give you more, right? And whey protein powder, not the best solution, I would say, but not the worst. It's something that can certainly tick over. I think you just have to manage how much you have. Obviously, too much protein is not great. But that's a staple in my diet. that refuels me after a workout. I went to the track today and managed to get to myself to the track only because of the encouragement of one of the gym members, and we done a track session together, and he led it, and he was great, and inspired me to do that. But it took a lot out of me. Like, it's not, you know, fine, I can tick the training. It's not just a normal domain of training or type of training that I would do. But as soon as I had done that, I came back and I obviously went straight to work, and I was able to have my overnight oats because it was prepared. And I felt refueled, and had 3 meetings, two intro sessions that we do at CrossFit Harrow. And then I was ready again. Obviously, that was in the space, I think, over the space of, 4 hours. And I was ready to eat again before I started teaching at 5:30. And now, you know, 9:30, I'm ready to have my dinner, and that's me for the night. And that's just regimented and just something, you know, I need to eat. So if I'm going to eat, why would I not want to eat the things that I need to eat in order to support the goal that I want to have? Now, for you listening, obviously, my journey, I've said openly I need to drop a few kilos because I'm overweight. I have excess weight that I need to remove and get rid of. And my optimum weight is around 77, 78 kilo. And previously I was about 83. But the other side to that, so that's my nutrition side, right? And in fact, if I talk to you about like weekends, nothing changes on the weekend. Apart from the fact that overnight oats are probably not used because, they're only used in emergency if we're like running out of food, if the food that runs out on the weekend. But I will then have, again, four staple meals that are fresh, cooked fresh. I've cooked them, or my partner's cooked them. And at the moment, we've just decided, just because we're both so busy, I know this is poor, and we're trying to get better at this, is like making time to go out. But part of me sometimes feels like I have my goal that I want to achieve, but it also sometimes doesn't taste as good. Like, sometimes you've got to try different restaurants. Like, obviously we've moved out, so we don't know a lot of the places around us. I mean, there's not many anyway. But it's going to be very disappointing that if you're going to have something that's away from what you normally eat and it's shit, like, it would really fucking annoy me. So it's almost a bit of a safe bet to know, actually, well, I'll cook this. And even if it's from a cookbook, like, I think we went to Dunelm a couple of Sundays ago, and we found like this Italian cookbook of like foods of Amalfi, and we both obviously love the Amalfi Coast. And, you know, we just replicate some of those dishes and play around with it to have a little bit of fun and eat different foods. I think I've mentioned to you guys that we, when we moved out here, we took on an allotment. Now, obviously nothing's growing at the moment, but we've started growing in sowing seeds inside the house. So next month, March, where we're going to be starting to plant tomatoes, I can't remember the rest, the onions, peppers, potatoes, all that starts going. So we get to eat that own produce. I think I did say this. But nothing changes, drastically over the weekends. Maybe food timings at most, okay? Maybe food timings. I think, obviously, Sunday being the only day at the moment where I'm not traveling into work, but still working at home, Sunday might mean that my food is eaten 2 hours later, or maybe an hour and a half later than what it normally would be. Is that the end of the world? No, not at all. So that's my priority. And if you can organize your priority for that, what do you need to do in order to achieve that? I know that I need to make sure that I prepare the foods that I want for the next day. And if I don't do that, I'm going to have very limited resources to eat. I guess that makes sense. You know what I mean. If I then try to work out on top of that, right, I'm not going to have a great workout because I'm not fueled for that. I've got nothing to replenish with. So then, like, sleep then is going to be shit because I'm going to be more fatigued. So it's going to be harder for me to want to jump out of bed. So it's a vicious circle. So for me, the other thing that I prioritize, and it's 50-50, is sleep and recovery. I think you know me by now that every morning I wake up and I do 20 to 30 minute stretching, the inspiration from Romwod, which is now Pliability, which is where some of the daily flex and fix inspiration comes from too. And that's without fail. 20 to 30 minutes every day upon waking, stretch, stay supple, okay? But it's also the sleep and wake up times. And I did touch on this last week. It's ringing, it's bringing back, I'm remembering it. You know, sleep times and wake up times. I know tonight, it's probably the latest I'm going to go to sleep is 11 o'clock. And that's at a very push. But I've accounted for that because my wake up time is going to be around 7:15, 7:30. If I was getting up at like 5, 6, then obviously that sleep time has to be reduced. But the side, the other side is that some of you may do those patterns of work. But then you have to question yourself, like, are you eating enough? And then is your training building you up or breaking you down? Because training should build you up. And that, for me, that is it. They're the two things I'm prioritizing towards my health, okay? Stress comes under recovery also, and that's something that I'm working on. Most importantly for me is what I eat, what I've got available to eat, when I'm out, you know, if I'm out and about and stuff. And then my recovery, I'm stretching and I'm getting those hours in. Like, you know, you might, if you're fucking waking up, I mean, I do wake up tired, but I'm just fucking working loads. However, if you're waking up and you're exhausted and you're, you know, you feel like you've got nothing, I've got nothing left. If you feel like you've got nothing left, you need to think about, you know, is it worth you sitting in front of the TV and watching like an hour's worth of Netflix show once or twice a week? Or you're in bed scrolling through, whether you use Instagram, Facebook, YouTube or whatnot. Is there a way that you can get yourself out of that? What is it that you need to do to fix your weakest pillar? Because if that pillar breaks, you've only got a few left, right? You need all those pillars holding up your health. Fitness is always going to hold up your health because, you know, I said you can do that. Balance is a tricky one to hold up because what tends to happen now, so for example, is for me, I've got a really good balance of nutrition and sleep. But that's because I've organized it to be that way. I've had to do a lot of work to prepare that way. I've, you know, meticulously gone through the weekend before I kind of had this reincarnation or reinvention of how I wanted to take my days, of establishing the foods that I have, can have access to, the foods that I like. And put that into portion control for, and that's not saying like I can't eat, you know, pastas, potatoes, rice. Like last night, what did we have last night? Last night was spaghetti carbonara. You know, I got everything I needed out of that because I made sure the portion size was relevant to what I had. I mean, that's going obviously a bit more, you know, control freak on it, and just because the goal is very, very real. But equally, if you're going to have that like once a week, like you know, that's not the reason why your nutrition is not sorted out. But for me, having dealt with and spoken to many of you in the past, one of the big things is probably the fact that you skip breakfast. That doesn't need to happen, or you only eat two times a day. How can you expect for that pillar to hold up your health if it doesn't have adequate resources to do so? Two meals, for example, is not sufficient enough. To be honest, I even truly believe that I don't think three meals is sufficient enough. I genuinely believe that it needs to be four. It can be five, but I think four works really, really well for people. And it might feel like it's too much, but it really isn't if you're eating the right things. It's about training your body and also your mind to look at food in a very different way and looking at it for fuel and holding up that pillar. So what, let's, as we come to the end of this, let's think about what is your weakest pillar, what the weakest part of that holding up your health? What is it? Write it down, okay? Write it down. If you don't know, I mean, if you don't know, I have to be honest, I need to think about how I need to help you because you can't be in a position and say that I've got all these right and I'm still not where I want to be. Like that's just not, that I can't be taking that. That's not real. like once something's got to give, like, you know, whether it's a case that we think that we're eating good or whatnot. And sometimes, you know, I have had many experiences when I've asked, that we ha- I have had this conversation with someone and I've asked them to tell me what they're eating and they eat like dog shit and, you know, crisps and fit. And I'm like, well, you know, it depending on the level of understanding. Anyway, what is it is your weakest? You've written that down. Now, what do you need in order to make that stronger? Okay. Is it applying more time? Is it preparation? Is it consistency? Is it knowing, so if it's nutrition based, is it knowing what to eat? Is it knowing how much to eat? Is it knowing how to cook? Do you need to explore your skills and relearn? Like, I'm not taking the piss here, I'm being serious, because I've also thought, and I think I've said to you in the past, that I also think people have poor nutrition because they don't know how to cook. And I think the generation coming through, and if they haven't been, if there isn't cooks in the family or you haven't been exposed to cooking, I do think that's a huge problem. In 10, 15 years, we're going to have a generation of people that don't actually know how to cook, how to mix spices, cook with flavors. If it's a case of sleep-wise, think about how often you use your, or how close to bedtime do you use your phone? How close to bedtime do you watch TV? At what point do you switch off from work? Could you do things, there was a sleep hygiene thing that we had once in the gym, and it was said that if you go into your bedroom and you open your window around 20 to 30 minutes before your bedtime and your room's cooler, when you get into bed, because you want to warm up, you go into a deeper sleep. And also, I can't remember if this is facts. I do remember reading this though. I don't know the source, so don't take it as gospel. That keeping your socks on can put you into a deeper sleep too. And I think it's to do with the warmth. And to be honest, sometimes I don't do it all the time. But when I know I really want a good sleep, I do keep my socks on. And fuck me, I have a great sleep. So if it is sleep related, is it any of those things? As stupid as this might sound, do you know your ideal sleeping position? Do you find that, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night? Why is it that you wake up in the middle of the night? Like, in terms of sleep quality. So there are many things for you to look at. You just need to identify those and find out which of your pillars needs to be improved. And if you can improve that pillar, it's going to help. Because now, if you've got one out of five or four pillars, because some of you might have more pillars, it was just in my opinion, then you now have two that you fixed. And then you eventually work on one thing at a time. I think sometimes that's where we get overwhelmed. We try to do fitness, we try to do nutrition, we try to do something, we do it all at one time. Pick your weakest and focus on that. Fix the biggest problem that you have. And I think there's a book called Eat the Frog, which is worth a good read. I didn't finish it, but the summary of the book is, with tasks, for example, we end up doing loads of little tasks and then we put the big ones off because we can't be fucking bothered with them because they're just so big. But actually, if you do the biggest one, it relieves so much stress off your shoulders and makes you more productive because, and that might only be one big thing a day, but you've done your biggest thing and got that out of the way. So, That's a way to look at it, but add to that pillar and make that pillar stronger. Okay, come away from fitness. Like, you're gonna do it. It's big. It's a massive part of your life. You've invested heavily into your own fitness, whether that be inside the gym or outside the gym. But you really need to knuckle down on those other pillars, because if not, at one point those pillars are gonna collapse, which ultimately means that your health will also collapse. And it might not be now. It's gonna be over a series of time, right? You know, if you think of, I think the image I've got in my head is like Caesar's Palace, where the pyramid thing is on top and then you've got the pillars holding that down. But imagine that in real life, right? That building in front of you, you kick one of those pillars down, it's not going to fall, right? And this is what's happened. This is what's happened, right? At one point, you had everything was aligned, right? This is how I look at it. But over life choices, environment, and different paths and experiences you take, you're standing there kicking away, or someone is there like chipping away at those pillars in different times and different stages of your life. So it wears them down and creates a little bit of imbalances. They're chipped away. One's like really thin, you know, one's, you know, on its way out. But you've got a chance to rebuild that and make that pillar stronger. Really weird analogy, I know. I'm a strange person. I hope that you can visualize that. But that's what you need to do. Stop fucking around, you know, and get on with it. Write what it is down that you need to do. And if you don't know what you need to do, send the message in, call us, email, because we're here to help. Like, you know, we want to impact you. We want to have the biggest impact on you that you can come away from the conversation and go, wow, I've got really clear things or goals of what I need to do in order to achieve that. And then it's about taking action. You know, we don't want to be the person who just thinks and says. We want to be doers. We want to be action takers. We want to execute on those thoughts. Send them in. We're more than happy to help. But until next week, we'll see you there.